And I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now. Nearly 29 million Americans have already voted in the upcoming election, and turnout appears to be crushing records. But with just about 2 weeks to go now, Senate Democrats issued a report yesterday warning people there may not be a clear winner on election night. And those Democrats say that's okay. So what should we expect on November 3rd and in the days that follow? Lawrence Norden is the director of the Election Reform Program at the Brennan Center. Lawrence, welcome.
Thanks, Peter. Good to be here.
Yeah, and you know, it looks like Democrats are trying to get ahead of this so that people aren't surprised on election night if there is no clear winner. What do you think? I mean, are you prepared to go to bed on November 3rd without knowing who's going to be the president?
Yeah, it's quite possible we won't know who's president, and it's quite possible we won't know key Senate races on election night. And really, that has to do with the fact, of course, as everybody realizes, a lot more people are voting by mail, and in some states, that can mean delays in processing and reporting those votes.
Well, in fact, we've seen already pretty tremendous turnout in states across the country in early voting. Do you think that's going to make the count even more difficult?
It shouldn't. And again, the answer always is it depends. In some cases, actually, the count might come out more quickly because people are voting early and voting by mail. So, for instance, in a state like Florida, the results for early voting and mail voting may come out much more quickly than we would see for election night reporting. That's going to be very different in a state like Pennsylvania or Michigan, where they're not allowed to process mail ballots until essentially election day and to start counting them. And in those states, you've had the secretaries of state say that we may not get the full results, the full unofficial results, until the end of the week or maybe even later.
Let's stick with Florida for just a moment. This is a key battleground state in this country. And as you point out, they'll start counting some of the ballots ahead of time. So if we have a clear winner in Florida early in this election, do you think that'll provide some clarity on the rest of the race and might ease some of the pressure?
Yeah, I think that's quite possible. And I think there are other states like North Carolina and Arizona, where if it's not particularly close and those states can be called early, we may not have the results from Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, where they're probably going to be a little bit later. But we may have a lot of clarity about what the race looks like because those key states will give us a pretty clear sense of what the election looks like.
In this report from Senate Democrats, they say that they're concerned that the president will declare victory early. And that's because in-person voters are likely to be counted first, and they're also likely to favor Republicans, whereas the mail-in ballots favor Democrats. You know, what effect do you think that scenario would have on the election if the president comes out early on election night and says, "I won"?
I think the key thing to remember is it's not up to the president to say whether he's won or lost. At the end of the day, it's going to be the chief election official or governor in each state that is certifying the election results. And I've actually been encouraged. The media has done a pretty good job of communicating to the public that results may take longer this year. And the public seems pretty aware of that. If you look at polling, a large majority of Americans understand that we might not have full election results on election night. So as long as the election officials themselves are clear about what's happening and transparent, even if we have a situation where the president declares victory or Vice President Biden declares victory, the election officials are very clear that there's still a lot of outstanding votes that need to be counted, and nobody knows yet the results, I think we'll be okay.
Well, worst case scenario, many people are preparing for this to go to the Supreme Court, which will likely have a 6-3 conservative majority. If that happens, how long do you think it might be until we have a winner?
One point I want to make is the Supreme Court should not be deciding who's won or lost our elections. That's really an extraordinary circumstance that we saw in 2000, and I'm very hopeful we won't be seeing that this time around. So if we're in a situation where the courts are making the determination about when counting should start or stop, then, you know, that means we've had an exceptionally close contest. And if that's the case, it could be several weeks before we know who's won. But there's another factor that potentially, if it's a very close election, where results might be delayed a little bit more. We are seeing reports of people asking for their mail ballots and then showing up in person to vote. And in a number of states, when you do that, you're given a provisional ballot. You're not allowed to vote a regular ballot. And so again, if it's very close and it comes down to counting those provisional ballots, that may mean that we're waiting a few extra days to process those provisional ballots before we can say who seems to have won or lost a particular state.
Because they have to make sure that you're not voting twice.
Yeah, that's the main reason.
That's Lawrence Norden, Director of the Election Reform Program at the Brennan Center. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Peter.